State Representative Doug Broxson of District 3 will participate in a cooking contest in the style of the TV show Chopped. He will compete against the sheriff and superintendent of schools in Santa Rosa County.
What's a typical Chopped event? You have your pantry. 30 minutes before the competition, they'll release the secret ingredients. And then the ones who have the most creative mixture and most delicious that the judges will eat will be the winner. And that will eventually be on the menu of some of the schools in Santa Rosa County.
This evening, students from local culinary programs will participate in a dessert competition to win a scholarship. As a member of the State House Agricultural Committee, Broxson says the event is intended to promote Florida produce in schools throughout the state.
We're getting ready with our advent of healthcare, whatever that comes to be, where we're going to look to parents and their children to be healthy. And school is the best place to learn how to eat and how to eat properly. We consider food to be a form of medicine. If we teach them how to eat and eat properly in a well-balanced meal, then we've done our part in trying to shape our kids for the future.
Local farmers will also contribute ingredients. For example, the Escambia County Blueberry Growers Co-op will provide frozen blueberries for the event. Farmers will also bring produce to demonstrate what's currently in season. Christina Walmer works for the University of Florida Institute of Agriculture and Food Sciences. She is the Northwest District Coordinator for the Florida Farm to School program.
We don't have a lot of vegetable growers in the Florida Panhandle. We have a lot of cotton, we have a lot of soybeans and peanuts. But when it comes to vegetable farmers, we don't have a lot here. So what we're trying to do is really locate those growers and give them a market in the school system.
The Florida Farm to School program seeks to connect local growers with school districts and figure out how they can meet the demand.
Several school districts really want local products. But again, it's a matter of availability. It's a matter of, do these growers meet the food safety requirements that they have to meet in order to provide for the schools? If they do have the product, how will they actually make any money on the product? Because it has to go through distribution and it has to go through several other channels. So it's really kind of figuring out the puzzle.
The event is also intended to highlight Manna food pantries. Leslie Bell is general manager at Sodexo School Services for Santa Rosa County.
Obviously, this is a high volume time of year for Manna food pantries, and it's important to the community to get involved in this, especially in our area. The Manna food pantries in Milton has a lot of people that they serve. They don't have enough participation, so we wanted to try to support them in that arena. And then we also wanted to be able to do something for Take Stock in Children, which is a scholarship fund for underprivileged and needy children within the school district.
Chopped Santa Rosa County will take place at Milton High School this evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Attendees are requested to bring 3 non-perishable food items to the event. Katya Ivanov, WUWF News.